We're alone at a remote cabin up in the mountains. It's cold, windy night, but you and I are safe and warm, enjoying the heat of the big stone fireplace. It's so warm, in fact, that I ask you to strip from me, to slowly take your clothes off and let me see your body by the golden light of the fire. I love watching you get naked, baby. I love watching you move. So many small, subtle, little feminine things you do. So graceful as you pull your sweater over your head and pull it off, letting your bare breasts free. God, I love the way they jiggle a little when you pull off that sweater. So plump and juicy. God, they make my cock surge. I love the shy little smile you give me, like you're still not used to having a man lust for you like this. Your hair falls over your shoulder and brushes your skin, and I swear I can feel it, tickling my own arm. You have such beautiful hair. I love the way it spills over my thigh when you take my cock in your mouth, and the way you tuck it behind your ear as you find that steady sucking rhythm that drives me crazy. I love the way it frames your pretty face and how soft it feels when I stroke your head, guiding your mouth down onto my swollen dick again and again. Your breasts, God, baby, my eyes are drawn to them. So beautiful, so womanly. It's all I can do not to reach out for you, because I want nothing more than to feel those soft, pretty tits in my hands. I want to knead them gently, shaping them. I want to graze your hard little nipples with my thumbs and hear your sharp intake of breath. I want to capture your nipples in my mouth, sucking gently, swirling my tongue over the pebbled peaks, lavishing one breast at a time until you're panting and moaning softly for more. Do you know what that will do to my cock? Do you know how rock hard that will make me, hearing your soft voice moaning in pleasure as I suck on your beautiful tits? I lower you down to the rug and put my mouth to your skin, kissing between your breasts, down your ribs, delighting in your little laugh as I find a ticklish spot. God, baby, you are so unbelievably sexy. I love looking down at you, seeing the firelight dance in your eyes. I could get lost in that smile. Your hair splayed out on the rug all around you, your breasts high and round and so tempting. My tongue drifts down to your nipple, and I suck it again, gently, nibbling, pulling softly until it pops out of my mouth, and your breast jiggles again, and you laugh softly. And I do the same thing to the other one, teasing you, waiting to hear that sweet little laugh that makes my cock as hard as everything else about you does. I slide your jeans slowly over your hips as I kiss my way down the length of you, peeling them from your body, watching the way you lift up a little off the floor to help me take them off. Such pretty little panties, too. Silky satin sliding over your skin, whispering down your thighs until you kick them free. God, you're beautiful. I run my hand over the crest of your hip, feeling that feminine curve, savoring the feel of such soft skin beneath my fingers. Oh, my cock is aching now, surging with need as my hands explore your body. I want to bury myself in you. I want to thrust this cock into your sweet pussy. And when I look into your eyes, I see such pure, molten lust there, as if this is exactly what you want me to do. And baby, when you reach out for my cock, it takes every bit of strength I have to move away from you. Yes, I want you to touch me. God, yes. But if you do, I don't ever want you to stop. If you start stroking me as I kiss you, as I feel you, if you arch your back and give me one of those luscious breasts to suck while your hand works my cock, I know I'll explode, and I don't want that yet. Not yet. Because I want your pussy, baby. I want to taste you. I kiss my way down to your thighs and gently spread your legs. And oh, God, baby. You have such a beautiful pussy. Just the sight of it makes my hips buck a little against my will, my cock urgent and demanding, knowing what it wants. I settle myself between your legs and gently caress your inner thighs, looking up at you, smiling at you. My eyes never leave yours as I kiss your inner thighs. Oh, you're wet for me already. And the sensations. The sight. The scent. The feel of your arousal nearly makes me grab my throbbing cock to give myself some relief. But I don't. I enjoy the torture a little longer. I welcome the heavy weight of my cock, knowing that soon enough I'll satisfy it. But for now, what I want is your pussy and your pleasure. Yes, baby, and your cries of ecstasy. I lower my mouth to your sweet little pink and take your clit into my mouth, suckling it slowly like I did your nipples. Your cry of pleasure nearly melts me, and I hear my own groan as my body responds. I circle your clit with my tongue, swirling over it and around it, teasing every part of it, finding a steady rhythm that makes you moan louder and breathe faster. God, you are delicious, baby. I will never get enough of you, of your sweet taste. I lavish you with my tongue, drawing larger circles to take in your lips as well. And when your hips start to gyrate, I slide a finger inside your tight little pussy, sinking into your velvet warmth. Your pussy grips my finger so tightly, and my cock surges in jealousy. I want that tight little hole squeezing me. Baby, I want to feel that pussy gripping my cock as I thrust into you. God, I can't wait to bury my cock in you. But I want to make you come from my tongue and fingers first, baby. I want to feel you convulse in orgasm as I lick you and finger fuck you. Feel the thrum of my voice as I groan into your sweet pussy. Yes, baby. Moan for me and writhe beneath the onslaught of my tongue. Thread your fingers through my hair and pull me closer as you pant and whimper and tell me just where you want me to lick you and how. I will worship you any way you want. Baby, just come for me. Let yourself go and let me make you come. Thrusting two fingers into your hot, wet pussy over and over again, stroking your G-spot, filling you up as I lick your aching clit. Will you come for me, baby? I want to feel you spasm around me. I want to hear your orgasm echo through the room. I want to grip you as you buck and writhe and cry my name. Let me lick you, baby. Lick you in long, luscious strokes, flicking at your clit, suckling it, devouring your wet little pussy as I fuck you harder and faster with my slick fingers. Yes, baby. Oh, yes. Baby, come for me. I want to feel you come for me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck, baby, yes. Arch your back. Grab fistfuls of the rug and scream out your pleasure. Oh, God. Pre-cum jewels from my cock as I ride the wave with you. My mouth glued to your pussy as you writhe around. I won't stop licking you, baby, even as you scream my name. I won't stop lashing your clit with my tongue until you finally stop shuddering. Until you finally lie still and your breathing begins to slow. Until the last little tremor of pleasure quakes through your body. Oh, baby, fuck. You are so sexy. So beautiful. When you look down at me with those drowsy, lust-drunk eyes, your cheeks flushed, your hair tangled from writhing on that rug. My God, I want you. I want you so badly, I can't think of ever wanting anything else ever again. And when you reach for me and pull me up towards you, when you sigh and make those soft noises of pleasure as you gaze at me, when you kiss my lips and taste your own pleasure on them, my God, I've never felt such overwhelming lust and desire and need. I want to fuck you. I need to fuck you. I need to plunge into your quivering cunt and pump you full of the cum that's desperate for release. But your eyes tell me something different. Your eyes grow soft and round as you gaze at my hard, heavy cock. At the glistening spill of pre-cum that trails like a strand of silk from the head. And when you lick your lips and whisper that you want to taste me, that you want to take me in your mouth, that you want to suck the length of my cock and bring me to the edge. Oh, yes, baby. Take me in your mouth.